I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Humanitarian groups estimate that children now make up between one-third and half of all gang members. At the same time, there has been a 1,000% rise in sexual violence against kids. A Haitian man we'll call Dirf partners with Transworld Radio.
This is a strategy right now in Haiti. Children are being the target of gangs in many areas, and they are being assaulted right in the middle of the streets. Most of the kids, they were on the street playing or on their way from school.
Armed groups control 85% of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. The chaos makes serving Christ difficult but not impossible.
People who are enslaved by the power of darkness, they need us to go straight to where they are and bring that hope to them.
Ask the Lord to protect believers as they serve Him amid Haiti's unrest. Then, next week, Muslims around the world will begin observing Ramadan. It's a holy month of seeking God, of sunrise to sunset fasting, of purifying oneself, and more. If you are a Christian, Ramadan is a significant time, wherever you live, to build relationships with Muslims. Nazanin Begistani with Heart for Iran says sharing the gospel with a Muslim is like planting a seed. Then it's up to God to water it and grow it in their hearts. So don't hold back with your Muslim classmate, coworker, or friend.
It's very important to respect them, to be friends with them, to be compassionate, and just love them and show God's heart to them.
Would you pause right now to pray? Ask God to reveal Himself to Muslims as the true God and Savior this Ramadan. Then connect with Heart for Iran resources about reaching your Muslim neighbor in the full report online. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So, by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.